Teachers protesting the Measures of Academic Progress, or MAP tests, want their supporters across the country to besiege district headquarters with phone calls and emails. They say the tests waste time and give misleading information. They also object to MAP scores being used in teacher evaluations. A Seattle Public Schools spokeswoman says several hundred comments came in Wednesday, not huge for a public campaign. But teachers at Garfield High School, who started the MAP boycott, are still becoming a cause célèbre among skeptics of standardized tests. Education historian Diane Ravitch is a prominent critic of high-stakes testing.
I've been hearing from people in Australia and New Zealand, Canadian educators. I will be hearing from educators in Europe and in Asia as well about Garfield High School. It does have international resonance.
Teachers' organizations in Maryland, Texas, California, and Illinois have also sent support. District officials have warned teachers they have until February 22nd to give the tests or face punishment. That could include a 10-day suspension without pay. The MAP tests are used to give a snapshot two or three times a year of how students are mastering the material they've been taught. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.